Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, and let's get real for a second. Life can be a roller coaster, right? We all experience ups and downs, joys and heartbreaks, but sometimes those experiences can leave us feeling shaken, even traumatized. And that's totally okay. What matters is how we choose to navigate those feelings and heal from them. That's why today we're diving deep into developing healthy coping mechanisms for trauma. Because you deserve to feel safe, supported, and empowered, no matter what life throws your way. Now, before I get into the juicy stuff, let me ask you something. Ever felt like your emotions were running the show? Like you're on a constant emotional roller coaster, triggered by things that just seem out of nowhere? You know that feeling when a seemingly small event sends you spiraling back to a painful memory? Yeah, we've all been there. Trauma doesn't discriminate. It can stem from big events like accidents or abuse, but also from smaller, everyday experiences that pile up over time. But here's the thing. Trauma doesn't have to define you. You have the power to heal and build resilience. And one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal, developing healthy coping mechanisms. Think of them like life-saving vests for your emotional well-being, helping you stay afloat even during stormy seas. Let's break down some key takeaways that can help you navigate those turbulent waters. 1. Acknowledge and validate your feelings. This might seem simple, but it's often the hardest step. Ignoring or suppressing your emotions only pushes them deeper, making them harder to deal with later on. Remember, feeling hurt, angry, scared, or confused after a traumatic experience is completely normal. Allow yourself to feel those emotions without judgment. 2. Find healthy outlets for expression. Bottling up your emotions can be like holding a pressure cooker lid down. Eventually, it's going to explode. That's where healthy outlets come in. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, painting, dancing, even screaming into a pillow, just kidding. Unless, find what works best for you and let those emotions flow out in a constructive way. 3. Practice mindfulness. This one is a game changer. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your racing thoughts and anxieties, allowing you to be fully present in each experience. There are tons of guided meditations online where you can simply focus on your breath, noticing the sensations of each inhale and exhale. 4. Build a support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who love, support, and understand you. Talk to friends, family, or join a support group for trauma survivors. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly healing and empowering. Remember, true strength comes from vulnerability. 5. Seek professional help. This is not a sign of weakness, folks. It's a sign of self-care. A therapist can provide invaluable guidance, tools, and strategies to help you process trauma and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Don't hesitate to reach out for professional support if you need it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young woman who was recently involved in a car accident. She's physically recovered, but she still has nightmares, feels jumpy, and avoids driving at all costs. She's isolated herself from friends because she fears their questions and concern will trigger her anxiety. Sounds familiar? But here's the thing. Sarah doesn't have to stay stuck in this cycle of fear and avoidance. By practicing mindfulness, journaling about her feelings, and seeking support from a therapist, Sarah can begin to heal. She learns healthy coping mechanisms like deep breathing exercises and progressive muscle relaxation to manage her anxiety. Slowly but surely, she begins to regain control of her life. She starts driving again, reconnects with friends, and even joins a support group for survivors of car accidents. See? Healing is possible. So remember, developing healthy coping mechanisms for trauma isn't about erasing the past, it's about learning to navigate it in a way that empowers you. You're stronger than you think, capable of healing, and deserving of happiness. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the message of hope and resilience together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.